record it, and it gives you, whatever. And then...
Hey everybody, what's up? This is Anakin1814 for a late Saturday night audio boo cast. I have very little voice left because I just literally got done moments ago for what's called Westfest, a festival at the town of Grand Chute, and they had the U2 cover band called U2 Zoo playing. I'm here with my special guest Mark, my good friend that I've seen U2 with, the real U2 with, how many times, Mark? Maybe 10?
Six? Eight or ten times.
Yeah.
This would be our second U2 Zoo concert.
Yeah, we saw U2 Zoo this past summer at Milwaukee Summer Fest. And interestingly enough, exactly a year ago, a year and a day,
yep,
we saw U2 in Chicago, and then on a Saturday and a Sunday. This isn't quite the same as the U2 360, but what are your thoughts now after seeing this U2 tribute band for the second time in a row?
Very, very impressed. You have tribute bands that are just going through the motions. These guys are, from what I can see, are really fans. And I think that adds to the effort that they put into each song. And they really get some of musicianship where U2's coming from, especially in, like, they played Bad, and it was kind of a, you have a lot of opportunity with that song to extend it and go, very impromptu, and it was just great how they strung that along.
Yeah, and they did, they did what a fan would expect. They did the Live Aid version with a clip of Ruby Tuesday in there.
Yeah,
and they did, like Walk On, they did that extended 9/11 version with the Alleluias at the end.
Yep, yep. And some of the transitions, too, between songs, it's almost as if, that would be cool if U2 did that. There were some very interesting transitions, especially when they went,
From Bad to... I still haven't found what I'm looking
for. Exactly.
Now, what are your thoughts on... them, this is, you have to turn left here, this is Northland. Well, Mark's driving, so don't worry, I'm running the iPod controls. What are your thoughts, Mark, of them being a tribute band and then going and kind of feeling like a bit of a groupie, but not really, but like, what are your thoughts?
If with celebrity, I have a weird thing. It's like, if I was given an opportunity to meet a celebrity, I'm not so sure I would, because it's you have that looking glass where you follow the celebrity or the star, music star that you're familiar with, and because of the isolation, it becomes, or for some people anyway, it's like you know everything about them, and in your mind you could strike up a conversation with them as if you had known them all your life, and that's just not true. And so I just was, it's like, okay, it was fun going up to the stage and hearing them talk, but I myself couldn't stick my hand out and say, how do you do, I'm so-and-so, and, great. I just kind of stood back and let Julie and Gary work the floor, so to speak.
Well, and the thing is, though, I grew up with, my uncle, or my family's been in bands since I was a little kid. My uncle still is in a band, and, they used to play in our garage. He played at my brother's wedding.
Right.
So I look at it from a different point of view. I like talking to the band, and, I've done CD artwork for Clear Blue Betty. So, there's always something. Yeah, and there is something you feel special when you're connected to the band. I'm not going to lie. And I think this is cool because the guy who was The Edge, his name's Brian, he friended me on Facebook, and we actually had a couple conversations there. And he recognized me during the show, which was cool.
That was very cool.
Yeah, yeah. He, pointed me out and stuff. It was a very small crowd, but hey, it was cool, and they...
Yeah, he didn't have to do that. He could have just looked right through you. So they do acknowledge the fans, that they really know the fans. But, yeah, I see what you're saying, Gary, that... Yeah, it's nice to go up, but I mean, I would say hi and thank you and that, it's a great show,
yeah,
and show appreciation for the show, because obviously I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But do you expect anything more?
Right.
It's situational.
Well, and it's not, even if they were celebrities, they aren't, but
well,
they're, you know what, Mark? We have 10 seconds left in this podcast, so we got to wrap it up. See, we should do our show that we talked about. Okay, that's all for now. Thanks for listening to us ramble, and we have 3 seconds. Say bye, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.